Allison Curtis with you. Weekend Breakfast, exactly 28 minutes to 12. Now, the Lottie Brooks books, illustrated series for preteen girls, or preteens in general, filled with friendships, embarrassment, and fun. From first boyfriends to stolen diaries, Lottie experiences all the highs and lows girls do of their age. The series so far has sold over a million copies, and the eighth installment is now out, and it's called Lottie Brooks versus the Ultra Mean Girls, and author Katie Kirby joins me on the phone line now. Katie, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Now, there's great excitement when I said that you were going to be on the show this morning now. It's such a brilliant series, and Lottie Brooks, and do you sometimes yourself kind of go, I can't believe how popular this has become?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wrote the first one. I just wrote something that I would have liked to have read when I was, you know, 11 or 12, 13, and it's just blown up from there, really. And now I'm, you know, the eighth one's out and I'm already writing book number nine. So, yeah, it feels quite crazy. But obviously, it's very lovely as
well. It's incredible. So shortlisted for Book of the Year in Children's Fiction category in the British Book Awards 2024. And I love that you are actually a mom of two boys. So, I mean, I've read them now myself as well. And it really rings true. My daughter's 14 now. And those years you've captured so well.
Yeah.
But you've captured it through, obviously, your own experiences, but through your fans' lived experiences.
Yeah, I mean, it would be quite helpful if I had a girl, to be fair, but it's probably a bit too late to try and swap one of them out now. but I do use a lot of my own memories of being that age, because I don't think a lot changes, to be fair. I think we all still go through the same things, the same worries and anxieties. It's just the kind of references and the technology and stuff like that I have to kind of get help with from my friends who've got girls in particular.
Yeah. Well, I try and tell my daughter, I'm like, she's like, oh, you don't know. And I was like, well, I actually was your age at one stage.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. They don't believe you, do they? Yeah, they're like, it's not actually that different. There's just different stuff, but all of the things that you go through and worry about.
Exactly. And Katie, I suppose one of the things that you've spoken about, through fan mail and parents, as you say, who have daughters as well, is that female friendships are one of the biggest sources of stress for preteens.
Yeah.
I was speaking to my producer Lenny just off air right now, knocking wood, saying the experience has been really positive for my daughter so far.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it? I think that with girls, you often tend to have this thing where you like to rank each other. Like, you're my best friend, you're my second best friend, you're my third best friend, that kind of thing. And often, it's not always the case, but often with boys, they tend to hang out in a big kind of group and just, it's whoever's about. And I don't really know why that is, but it can be really tricky for, when you get to especially like the latter years of primary school and beginning secondary school, it kind of tends to come out. And so I think it's things that, often young girls have to deal with. So hopefully the book offers a bit of, advice and support in those areas.
It does. Now, are you very much like your character, Lottie?
I am. I mean, luckily, I'm not quite as unlucky or as embarrassing as she is in the series, but I did share a lot of the same traits and the same worries and things like that.
Like overthinking things.
Overthinking, and I still do that. I haven't grown out of the overthinking thing.
It's our superpower, Katie.
it's not always a bad thing. It kind of, at least it allows you to be in touch with what other people are thinking and feeling and stuff. It's just a bit all-consuming at sometimes.
It is. You love rabbits. I actually had rabbits growing up as well, but this is controversial. Is it controversial? Monster Munch is your favourite.
Why is that controversial?
Is it controversial? I'm not a fan. Is that terrible for me to say?
No. It's pretty terrible, to be fair. Like pickled onion Monster Munch.
No, and then when I was asked about my favourite crisps just now, and I was like, and I said something really super boring, and I was told not to say it on air, it's so boring.
What was it? What is it? Ready salted or something?
I just like salted Lay's chips, like crisps.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, you can't knock a, like ready salted crisp. I think they're the staple, aren't they? They go with everything. So, I've got a lot of time for ready salted too.
Excellent. And tell me this as well, Katie, like people will know this about you as well, but your writing career really kind of began, well, not began, but certainly exploded with Hooray for Gin.
Yeah, that's a real blast from the past. And I can't even remember what I was going on about now in those blogs and books. It was so long ago. But yeah, I started a blog. It's a similar kind of, tone in a way. It's just a bit, it was just a bit more sweary, a lot more sweary. and all about the realities of parenting and like helping people through the highs and lows and things. And I guess like Lottie's the same kind of thing, but just for the teenagers and teenagers. I feel really lucky that I've managed to kind of, segue out of that parenting
era
and move into writing for children, because it's an absolute joy to write for kids. They're just such a great age, and I have the best fans. So
excellent. Yeah, you lovely. Do and I love how you draw your hamsters as well. So before I let you go, get the theme of the Ultra Mean Girls.
Well, it's all about Lottie's one of her besties in the group, Amber. She's always been a bit of a mean girl. She's always the tricky one, and she's quite jealous of Lottie, and she ends up leaving the WhatsApp group in the strop of her original gang and joining forces with two really mean girls called Izzy and Candice.
Oh, no.
And basically, it's all about the two gangs kind of at loggerheads and them being quite mean, and particularly to Lottie. So it's probably the most dramatic book yet, I'd say. So yeah. Lots of action and some serious notes to it as well, like some not very nice experiences Lottie has to go through. But, hopefully there'll be lots of,
advice as well, support, and support.
Support and advice of people kind of going through those kind of things.
Exactly. Yeah. And as they get older, it does get trickier. So it makes sense that Lottie's really experiencing it as well. Lottie Brooks versus the Ultra Mean Girls. Katie Kirby, also, sorry, before I let you go.
Yes.
I posted on my stories that you were coming on, and my friend Laura Papazzi, who lives in London, brought her son to a book signing. And Laura's very measured, but she sent a message with lots of exclamation marks going, "I love Katie."
Oh, thank you very much. And can I just give a shout out to my bestie Jane in Belfast and her daughter Cara, who is also a massive Lottie fan. I just want to say hello.
Oh, excellent. We'll have you on again, Katie Kirby. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Danielle Bedingfield now on Today FM.